Today we wrap up our season of stewardship, our fall focus on gratitude and generosity, which this year has had the theme, living in grace, giving with gratitude. We've heard testimonials from numerous church members about what this church has meant in their lives. We've explored the spiritual practice of generosity and what motivates us to be generous. In my weekly email column, I've looked at that intersection between grace and gratitude, as well as generosity and being generative, or part of God's work of generating, creating. Our stewardship ministry has sent out a letter and pledge card to church members and friends, encouraging people to prayerfully consider how it is that you will financially support the church's ministries in 2018. And last week we had our service Sunday, in which we gathered to do service projects to benefit both of Union's ministries and social service organizations out in the wider community. That's been quite a season. That's a lot that we have done. As we conclude the season of stewardship, I'd like to share one more spiritual practice that has helped me to internalize the grace, gratitude, and generosity that we are focusing on. The practice is called the Examen. It's a prayer practice that was honed by Ignatius of Loyola in the 1500s. And yes, that means that the sign outside is not misspelled. All of you who have wondered, the sign that says the examined life is correct. The Examen is rooted in an examination of one's conscience. The Examen helps the prayer to review one's day, becoming more mindful of God's grace in your life, as well as where one has deviated from that grace. The classical Examen starts by thanking God, both broadly for this life and more concretely for the particulars of this day. Second, we ask for grace to know and to correct our faults. In the third movement, we review our day, noting what faults we have committed in deed or word or thought or omission. Fourth, we ask for God's pardon. And fifth, we set an intention to amend our behavior. Thank, ask for grace, review, seek pardon, and amend. Those are the five classical movements of the Examen. Ignatius recommended doing this twice a day so that it becomes as much a part of your life as breathing. Well, I wouldn't go so far as to join Socrates in saying the unexamined life is not worth living. I would say that many of today's ills could be mitigated if more of us took on the Examen on a regular basis. Jesuit Mark Thibodeau recently wrote a book called Reimagining the Examen, in which he reframes those prayer steps, creating an alliteration to help us to understand them. He says that we are to relish, request, review, repent, and resolve. Relish, request, review, repent, resolve. First, relish. Think of those things that went on in your day and give God thanks for the gifts and joys of life. If we were the foolish bridesmaids in today's gospel story, we may give thanks for the invitation to the wedding, for being able to gather with other wedding guests, for the grace of having a good rest while we waited for the bridegroom to appear. The second movement is to request. Request that the Holy Spirit lead you through your review of your day and give you the grace to be honest and sincere. That's really what I talked about with the kids this morning. To invite the Holy Spirit in to our practice, to center ourselves and prepare ourselves. Honestly, I'm not quite sure why this isn't first. I understand starting with thanks, but I don't understand why centering one's prayer self in prayer and asking God to be a part of what we're doing doesn't start things out. But this isn't my practice, so we'll go with the way that the Ignatius taught it. Nonetheless, we relish, then we request. Third, we review. Think about your day. Where did you see grace? Where were the peaks, the valleys? How did you behave? Again, if we use today's gospel as a prototype, the foolish young bridesmaids would play the whole scenario back over in their minds, remembering the joy of being invited to the wedding, the excitement of coming together to celebrate. They would also remember their frustration that the bridegroom was late, their disbelief that the other bridesmaids wouldn't share their oil, their further disbelief that after they went out to buy oil, they ended up being locked out of the wedding. The fourth movement, then, is to repent. Here we're honest about any mistakes or wrongs that we have been part of. The foolish bridesmaids praying the examen would look back and acknowledge their role in the problem. They would repent, praying, "I'm sorry for not being prepared. I'm sorry for being irresponsible, for thinking that the others would cover for my thoughtlessness." And the last movement is to resolve. In concrete ways to plan to live differently tomorrow. The foolish bridesmaids may resolve to not let the oil in their lamps get below halfway again. Or maybe they would resolve that despite their frustration with the bridesmaids who didn't share, they aren't going to hold a grudge against them because they acknowledge their own role in the problem. The examen is a virtually universal prayer form, giving us a framework to both recognize God's grace and assess our lives. In reimagining the examen, Thibodeau has created close to 36 different variations on the examen, designed to fit our moods and different activities and things going on in our lives. And because it's a 21st century reimagination of a 16th century prayer form, there's an app for that. If you look in the App Store for Reimagine the Examen, what you'll find is an app that gives you an opportunity each day to pop up one of these more elaborate examens. And it gives you the option of simply looking through what pops up, or you can go to the table of contents and find a theme that fits what's going on in your lives. For today, the examen that's listed is, who wore God's face today? So for the relish movement, the first movement, it asks, who wore God's face for me today? At what moment did God come to me through the words and actions of another person? I relish that moment and I give thanks and praise for the gift of that person in my life. For the movement of request, it suggests to ask God to help me feel the presence of the Holy Spirit in me and around me. And then in review, it asks, was there a person that I encountered today who needed me to be your hands, your feet, your voice, your presence? Did I succeed in manifesting your presence for that person? For repent, it suggests, I ask God to show me a person who might really need me to be God's presence the next time I encounter them, and to ask God for the grace to make this happen. And then the final movement, the resolve stage. The app simply says, if I feel called to do so, I promise God to do a particular thing about which I prayed. It's a really wonderful tool. Friends, part of living in grace and giving with gratitude is spending time acknowledging God's grace around us and assessing our interconnection with that grace. However you do that, whether it's through the classical practice of the examen or a modern interpretation like Thibodeau's reimagining the examen app, or any other of the myriad ways possible, I hope you explore the riches of steeping yourself in heartfelt knowledge of God's love and grace. And in doing so, allow that to animate who you are and what you do. Alleluia and amen.